in the space between the thoughts and the place beneath the feelings. Spirit meets soul, and like a divine kiss, they say yes to life, yes to fear, yes to grief, yes to irritation, yes to vulnerability, yes to joy. Yes to the great risk of love, to the cliff at the edge of the heart that beckons you forward against every fiber of your old mind that wants to run. You long to return to the familiar, to the known realm, but something inside, where spirit meets soul, says yes, move toward, do not walk away. Spirit lives in the space between the thoughts, the light that shines between each letter. Spirit like air, waiting for you to catch her drift on the wings of the inhale, to ride into a clear day where the warmth thaws the fear. He sits in the sanctuary of your mind and knows what you cannot know when you believe every thought as truth. Wise Spirit reminds us what you deeply know, the wisdom that lives in realms you cannot see. When you loosen the reins and trust that the answers are not in your small head, but choose to open at crown to receive the infinite, you touch clarity like sunlight. We are here to adventure. Take the risk, he says, or life remains too safe and narrow. Soul lives in the place beneath the feelings. Like moonlight, she moves slowly, round and confident, a woman in love with her life. She rests in the temple of your body. She hums like bees who communicate their purpose through dance. Sweet soul, rich and languid like dreams that seem to play tricks on your mind, but are only reminding you that it's through paradox, the tension of opposites, that the peace we seek is revealed. Soul yearns to hold shadow and light, to sit in the corner of the Great Mother's garden or in a pool of stones and breathe into the isness of it all. She does not seek definite answers because there are none. She does not attach onto the illusion of certainty, knowing that life is more mysterious and nuanced than we can ever imagine. Feel your life, she says, or you are not really living. There are days when spirit and soul collide like a sheet of heat lightning beckoning you to the window, and it is a call to wake up. It was on one of these days, as if in a single moment, that my safe, sweet man, the man who showed up overflowing with gifts, turned into a dangerous stranger. How I wanted to run, how every fiber of my body screamed no, how the bed we had shared in passion turned into flames and ice. But something kept me in. Something would not let me walk away. How could I, when he was my home, my rock, my solace, my friend as no man had been? When I could not trust myself, the people I trusted most said, "Do not walk away. This fear is yours, and you will bring it with you wherever you go, with any man who loves you for you." And I say this to you now, do not walk away. Walk through these flames and allow them to burn away the layers that no longer serve you, the barriers to real love, the belief that says love isn't safe. Stay and learn the truth about love, that it does not exist in the unattainable one, the fantasy man with one foot out the door, but in this fallible man who stands before you with his heart wide open, willing and ready to forge a shared life with you, the life you've always dreamed of. Do not walk away, walk toward. When fear sends up the shield, grab his hand and kiss him to send a fierce message to fear that says, I hear you, but I will not listen. It's the only way. It will be the hardest work you'll ever do. You'll swashbuckle through the inherited terror of anxiety like thick vines dangling into every crevice of psyche. Your skin will crawl with irritation that says, this isn't right, there's someone else, run. And you'll stand still and simply watch as the army of fear ants finally leave your body. A thick swamp on a moonless night will beckon you to the edge and try to pull you in, but you'll grab hold to the ancient tree on the shore and listen to the wisdom that drips like sap from her bark. And when you emerge at last, you'll see his face, clear and smiling, a reflection of your own clarity and goodness. And you'll lie down together like spirit and soul, to unite in that space that is only yours.